It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ah, good times.
Don't do that, you'll wear it out.
Boobies! Boobies, boobies, boobies!
Of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to play Buzzword here.
Yay.
I do want to remind everybody, a very, very big week on the show. We are going to be having Jeffrey Ross, one of the funniest comedians in the world.
He
will be here on Thursday, and he'll be here at the same time when we play our Fat Daddy contest. It took us all of about 3 minutes to get our Fat Daddies, who will all be competing for $1,000 American.
Wow.
Right now, the stakes are a little lower, but we might throw in a pair of tickets to see Pearl Jam or maybe some WWE tickets. But everybody will have a chance to win, and everybody will get something. Most of you will receive a Mike O'Mara Show T-shirt, 100% cotton, and a salute to this business of show. So without further ado, let's play Buzzword! The way this was born, Beth Ann likes Buzzword better than Password.
Really? You and I think like Password better, but they're both good word games, and I enjoy those.
Remember the word card?
Yeah, well, that was Password because I was reading it incorrectly. Why did you bring that up? What does that have to do? What does that have to do with the fact that I'm going to kill her today? I swear to God. What does that have to do with the fact that the game is good? I know it was operator error. When each of the cards for Password had card at the top.
And you thought it was
Shut up, Beth Ann.
Okay.
Let's go to Mitch and let her down. Mitch, she just
that.
Looks at me and just says, here's one for you. I'm going to throw a greasy fastball at you. Uh-huh. Handle it. What the hell do I say?
She didn't say F you. So.
Mitch from Lettertown, you know how the game works?
Yes, sir.
Do we have 60 seconds or 30 seconds, Beth Ann? I forgot.
60
seconds.
Nice.
I'm going to give you 10 clues, and you have to guess them all. And if you do, you will win tickets to, do you want the T-shirt or WWE Monday Night Raw?
Oh, I'll definitely take the T-shirt.
T-shirt. Okay. I will give you 60 seconds and listen for your buzzword, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
Listen carefully. Your first buzzword is king. King.
Fast food giant.
Burger King.
CNN interviewer.
Larry King.
Big snake.
King snake.
Try again.
Fast.
Extra large.
King size.
Noble puppet on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I have no idea who that is.
I should know that.
Yes,
King,
you should.
Okay,
King.
You got right. You got the order right.
You can skip it and go on.
Pass, right. Okay. Monarch for 24 hours.
King for a day.
Very good. Elvis Presley's unofficial title. Uh-oh. I did
you
that again.
It, that's, Jesus. Okay. Okay. That's okay. Don't worry about it. Have fun.
Duck King, right?
What?
Duck King.
Civil rights legend and Nobel Prize winner.
Oh, boy.
Come on now. That's
Luther King. Martin Luther King.
Yes. Right. Standard language.
King's English.
All right, then we're going to go back to Big Snake.
King Cobra.
Very good.
Good.
And, I'm sorry, that's it. The time's up.
Ah.
Sorry about that.
All but
okay,
one of
and
them.
The other one was extra large. You got King Size. Noble Puppet on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I had no idea myself. It was King Friday.
King Friday.
That's right.
King Friday.
Yeah.
All right,
well.
Thanks for playing, Mitch. We appreciate it.
Mitch got nine.
Got
okay, take care. Let's go to Mike in Kansas. Mike, how are you?
All right.
All right, hold on a second. I'm
going
to do this.
Good.
I'm going to find this. All right. Hold on.
So you have a separate
just talk amongst
buzzer.
Yourselves while I do this.
Hey, Mike, thanks for calling and for playing today. Think you're going to be good at buzzwords?
I'll try.
All right, very good.
I'm just
Mitch,
trying
Mitch,
to find the ding.
Mitch got 9 out of the 10 in 60 seconds, so you're going to have to do at least that well.
I hope. This. I'll try to get 10 out of 10.
Mike, how do you like the theme song?
I like the theme song. I think it works very nicely. All right.
I was talking to the contestant, Mike.
Oh, you were the contestant.
Okay,
I can't figure this out.
Too many mics.
What's wrong?
I'm trying to find another ding. The dings and the buzzers should be on a separate thing when I've got the 30s and 60 seconds.
I'll fix
period,
that
end of story. It's not your fault. It's his fault. It's Disney's fault. I'm just trying to put a ding on there, Joe.
Eisner's fault.
I'm trying to put a ding on there so I can play the TikTok on the other machine.
Remember, you can search for DI also.
That's all I'm trying to do. All right.
Remember that thing.
There we
go. That's right.
Very good.
There you go.
Oh, and, okay.
Mike, I think we got it together.
All right. Very good. All right. We're ready to go now. Let's play the game.
All right.
All right. Good luck.
Did you give him the word yet?
Not yet. The buzzword this time is nut.
Here we go, Mike. Holiday ballet.
Nutcracker.
Loony bin.
Nut house.
Person or problem that's difficult to solve. In summation.
Pass
again. Everything in every category.
Nutty.
No. Okay. Threaded hardware patterns. I'm sorry. Threaded hardware partners. This is the worst card I have ever read in any effing game anywhere. Nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
Congratulations. The other one was in summation in a nutshell. Uh-huh. And everything in every category was from soup to nuts. Right. A 1930s expression, which you get credit for. I'm going crazy because... Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my grand
you ran
time.
Out of time there.
Do you want me to go up and get buzzword? I mean, password?
No, that's okay. I'm going crazy because of you. You're driving me nuts. Fanatical dieter and exerciser. Health nut.
Uh-huh.
Jerry Lewis and Eddie Murphy both played him.
Nutty professor.
Right. And Almond Joy slogan.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes
sorry
you don't.
About that. That was a particularly difficult one, Mike.
It was.
Call back next time. We'll have an easier one for you, okay? Thanks, Dan.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dan on I-270. Dan, you ready to play the game?
Yeah, just don't give me nuts.
I know. That was really difficult.
You're going, what?
Okay, 60 seconds. Here it comes.
The buzzword is fall.
I'm sorry, what?
F-A-L-L, fall.
Okay.
Here we go. Drift into slumber.
Fall asleep.
Fail miserably.
Oh, pass.
Begin to have strong feelings for someone.
Fall for.
Another phrase.
Fall in love.
Don't reach expectations.
Fall short.
Step in a snare.
Pitfall.
Another phrase.
You can pass.
Deadfall. I don't know.
How about I'll give you a clue? Because I love you too much, baby.
Trapfall? Fall trap?
No.
I don't know.
Fall into a trap? Yes, I heard that. Congratulations.
Okay.
You get that.
Lee Majors TV series.
Fall Guy.
Patsy Cline's song about cracking emotionally.
I fall to pieces.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He did pretty good.
And the one that you actually don't reach expectations, was that what you passed on?
Yeah,
that
fall
was,
short.
That was fall short. Mm-hmm. And fail miserably was fall flat.
Fall flat,
then,
okay.
Then we had a meteor.
A meteor.
See, and that's not fall. That's a falling star.
Falling star.
And then take your place in a line of soldiers.
Fall in line?
Fall in.
Fall in.
A poorly sewn garment may...
fall apart
at the seams. At the seams. I wish. I'm so sorry.
It's the best game ever,
Dan. I just have to apologize.
You
really
got 6 out of 10.
You know, see,
one more like this, and we will get the passwords.
You,
I swear.
You didn't
to
suck,
God.
Dan.
I probably couldn't afford the taxes on the T-shirt anyway. So
thank you, Dan.
You're
Let's
right.
go to Jamie in Rochester. Jamie, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
All right. It's tough today. You ready to play the game? And this isn't like Power of 10 where I like it tough. This is one
I
where
I'm Power of 10 too.
I'm actually rooting. Thanks a lot. Have you played all our games? One contestant in Rochester.
They're
okay.
All good.
Hump. All right, here we go. Jamie, here's your word. Good luck.
One of Morgan Freeman's favorites. The word is time.
Here we go. Regular pay plus 50%.
Time and a half.
Stop the clock in a football game.
Time out.
A finite period in which something occurs.
Time lapse?
No.
You can pass.
I pass.
Storybook beginning.
Once upon a time.
Yeah.
Eternal.
Pass.
A sci-fi twisting of minutes.
Say that one more time.
A sci-fi twisting of minutes.
Time warp.
Very good.
Yeah.
Athletes must participate to qualify for the race.
Pass.
A watch or clock. Oh, dear.
Time piece.
All right, you had eternal, that's timeless. You had storybook beginning, once upon a time. A finite period in which something occurs, time frame. A watcher, a clock, timepiece, lyric from the clock of the heart by Culture Club, time won't give me time.
Wow.
Morris Day's 1980s band that sang The Bird.
The time.
But that's the time. Okay. We have time to play. I'm really sorry.
Four out of ten.
So sorry, Jamie.
Stop.
Thank you.
My sincere apologies. Let's go to Julie in Sacramento. Julie, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
All right, let's play the game. Are you ready?
Ready.
60 seconds. Good luck to you. Here's Buzz.
I invented it. The buzzword is wheel.
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 And good luck to you. Here we go. It's at every amusement park.
Ferris wheel.
An all-terrain vehicle.
Four-wheel drive.
Common hospital transport device.
Wheelchair.
A charity that delivers hot food to senior citizens.
Meals on Wheels.
Vanna White Show.
Wheel of Fortune.
Use this to push small loads around the yard.
Wheelbarrow.
The complainer gets the most attention.
The squeaky wheel always gets the grease.
Repeating history's early creation.
Reinventing the wheel.
They go round and round and round.
Steering wheel?
They go round and round and round. Da 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 da.
Oh, Mary, no.
Oh, no! You want to pass? I'll give you the last one. Going out with a couple and just you makes you the
third wheel.
They go round and round. Ba da 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 da. Go round. Oh, no!
Wheels on the bus.
But you weren't on time.
9 out of 10, our best player today.
That was the best so far. You really kicked ass there, Julie, but you didn't win.
Well, I had fun.
I'm so sorry. Thank you so much. We'll come back, play just a little. Can we play a little bit more of this? Can we do this fabulous game?
We can come when we come back.
Well, I know we have to break.
Okay.
She gets so obsessed with it. I know. I saw the first cue that said we had to break, and then I was asking when we come back, can we play it again?
We can.
Yay.
It's an amazing game. I'm going to throw the cards. I'm going to throw the
cards. Don't throw the cards, Mike.
Almost in the mood today to throw something against the wall. All right, more with the buzzword.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get a winner. We didn't have one winner. That's the power of 10.
We will.
I don't want to get a reputation for giving nothing away. We'll be right back. If you'd like to play the game, 877-365-3636. We'll have another brief go-around with buzzword when we come right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.